Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Bringing it back, keeping the energy up here on the Mason Crosby Show. My name's Mitch Nels, a.k.a. Thunder. We are presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL Draft. We're at Buffalo Wild Wings on South Oneida. We are literally, it is right here, just steps away from Lambeau Field. Right now at Buffalo Wild Wings, all you can eat boneless wings and fries for $19.99. Traditional wings are available just $5 more Monday through Thursday. Dine in only $19.99. All you can eat boneless wings and fries. Tommy, you got to get up here because me and you, we would bankrupt this place. We would crush it. Mason will eat a couple.
Unlimited
but Tommy
wings is crazy.
Unlimited wings is crazy. Joining the show now with the kicker is the linebacker, number 56. Right? I got that right?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
right.
I'm just making sure. I'm not as young. I'm old. I forget things now. Yeah. Nick Barnett!
Yeah!
Woo!
Welcome. Yeah, I saw you walk in. People, you know, just anyone coming off the street.
I mean, they just let me in. They didn't even check my ID, man. It's crazy.
Oh, man. I even see,
two of the three fat guys
just walked in. This place is getting crazy. Come down to Buffalo Wild Wings here on Oneida Street and just see what we're doing over here. So, Nick, yeah, tell us what you're doing in town. Like, what's going on? What's your plan all week here?
Honestly, I'm out here we did some charity events yesterday. We did Virginia Youth, yeah.
Yes,
Taste of the Draft was awesome thing. We have some more events coming up. Honestly, man, I'm just out here to enjoy the fun like all the other fans, man. I'm excited to see that the draft's in Green Bay. Like, where else would you go,
exactly.
Than this place?
I got to ask Nick the same question I asked you. Can you believe, like, growing up, the draft was always in New York, and then I went to Dallas, and then I went to Nashville, and Chicago, and Detroit. Little old Green Bay. We've got the draft. Could you ever envision that the draft was coming to Green Bay, Wisconsin?
No, never, but it's probably the best, like the Mecca, right? Like, this is probably, like, fans are going to leave here turning into Packer fans, without a doubt. When they leave here, they're going to have Packer jerseys, Packer hats, because they're going to be like, I want to come to games here. Because this is an awesome event, what they've done over the last couple of years, all the building that they've done over there by Lambeau. It just makes it for a great experience. So,
yeah, and, you know, like, fans, like, everyone, like, makes it the destination if, you know, if their team's playing here. They, like, want to come and watch a game in Lambeau Field. But, you know, sometimes people are a little restricted with that, with ticket prices, different things.
Right.
So you can come here, go to the draft experience for free, get into that, and, like, just see Lambeau Field, see everything that's going on. And you get to kind of experience a game day without, all the stuff around it. And then, whether you're a fan of the Packers or someone else, like, you're just getting to, like, join in the camaraderie. And they know how to tailgate here and,
absolutely,
like, do it right and party and do the stuff in Green Bay. So everyone's going to get to have that experience as well.
We are set up for an awesome outside party today, so it's going to be fun. I mean, when you said come here and go to the draft experience free, I don't know if it's free. That parking was $100 to pull
with
up
the
here.
Parking, yeah, right? Oh, goodness, yeah, exactly.
But, no, it's super – I mean, I'm super excited about this, man. I think everybody is, just to see the experience. I mean, I'm glad it didn't snow, and I'm glad it's not super cold. It's a little cold, but not, not below zero cold.
Yeah, we're going to be all right.
We'll be all right. For us, this is all right. This guy's, look, this guy's over here in shorts, man. He's good. We're good.
The locals, yeah. Yes. The locals don't even feel this. Yeah, so Yeah, like just talking about like the draft experience and being drafted and like what that means, and then you know, what these guys are going to experience as they go on that stage or looking across the Lambeau Field. Like, it's fun. We played here, you know, for we've been in here. Like, going into the stadium is like a normal experience, but like kind of this is even unique for, you know, guys like us who got to play here for a while. But you know, being drafted and like that whole experience, just like, you know, talk about like how. You know, what these guys are going through and like what they're going to experience today.
I mean, there's a you know, a wide range of emotions these guys could be going through, right? There's some guys that are in great places where they're like, you know, they're about to change their family's lives today, right? There's guys that are hoping to get a call. Maybe not today, maybe tomorrow, maybe not tomorrow, maybe the day after, you know. And they're still going to feel blessed, and they're still going to have an opportunity to feed their families and change their lives, right? There's guys that are – they're going to get surprise calls today that they weren't expecting, and they're going to act like, I mean,
exactly right.
Anybody gets a call today, you're going to feel like you won the lotto, right?
Exactly.
Like, it's a blessing. It's an opportunity. Less than 1% of our world, or, you know, of the world, right? I was going to say, you know, United States, but really the world. So these guys are going to be blessed and have a great opportunity to do something that very few people have done. And, you know, excited. Like there's guys that don't wake up. Like, I was just at, you know, I was in Barstow, California when I got my call, right?
Yeah.
I was joking with my family. I had all those hats from the combine, right?
Yeah.
Laid them down, like, yeah, watch what we're going to see. I was just not expecting to get drafted in the first round, right? So I put on the hat, like, nah, messing around. Then someone said, yeah, you got a call. I'm like, what? From who? They're like, the Packers. I was like, there ain't no way. I thought it was my cousins messing around.
2003, 29th pick overall, first round pick by our
crazy
Green Bay Packers,
right,
out of Oregon State.
Coming out of Oregon State.
Coming out of Oregon State.
You still representing the Pac-12?
See, when you say that, it's just
Pac-10.
I was the Pac-10.
Right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's right.
Is there a Pac-12?
There is no Pac-12.
I don't know what there is.
Right? It's like a Pac-2, right?
Yeah.
It's Washington State and Oregon State.
Yeah.
But I still represent for the Beavs, man. You got to represent. They took care of me. It was an awesome time there. That was a great community. But it gave me, you know, an opportunity to play football, man, do what I love to do. So you got to represent and show gratitude for that.
So we got Nick Barnett here, former Packer draft pick on Thursday of draft night, and we are on the Mason Crosby Show. So, yeah, like, just talk about that too. Like, what, you know, kind of, you know, where you grew up, and then having, like, going to Oregon State and kind of like that journey, and like, obviously you choose to go to Oregon State, like, that's a choice, and then like what that experience was getting drafted by Green Bay and then showing up here, like what that felt like.
I mean, I know you think that I probably had a lot of opportunities coming out of high school.
Well, I mean, I saw you play, so yeah, I figured you'd be out there, you know, just like, but, that's you in college, you know, picking that hat, like, where am I going?
I got very lucky with that, man. I was at a school with 6 other D1 scholarships, and those guys were running 10-4s, 10-5s, right?
Jeez.
Like, so I just kind of snuck on the radar just by the way that I play, right?
Yeah.
I play hard. I play the whole game. I play full speed. I practice full speed. I do what, you know, you're supposed to do as a player. And because of that, my coach, you know, went to bat for me, right?
Yeah.
Got a guy, was like, hey, I'm telling you, this guy, he may not run 100, you know, a 10-600, but he will run 11 flat the whole game, right?
And through a wall.
And run through the wall for you. So I got that opportunity late. I was really close to going to West Point, right?
Oh.
I was actually pretty excited about that. But when the Oregon State came through, Dennis Erickson just got there, right? That was a last-minute opportunity,
nice.
And I was super excited about it. But – yeah, man. Getting those choices, man. You know, some guys have choices, but you know, I'm just blessed to have an opportunity, right? Whatever that may look like for most people, but just to be able to put on pads and play at a high level in front of people, right? Like,
exactly.
I mean, you didn't even have to pay me, man. I just wanted people to watch me play football, right, and have fun and compete.
They're coming out to see me hit somebody.
I
want to ask one more thing, and then Mitch can go. I'm thinking back to whenever I got drafted here, I come in, and it's like meeting guys like you, and it's like, I mean, you were just the stud, like just this huge, our huge inside linebacker. What did you play at, 250?
No, this was crazy. I was only 235.
235,
really?
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still 235. It just looks different
now.
No,
you still look, you know, you still look like you
can still run through a wall.
I don't think Mitch would want to take
the wall's going to run through me, man.
Do you think in this, like, kind of like what the – do you think the game has changed quite a bit since you – you know, left the league and, like, all that. Like, sometimes I see that. Like, you know, some of these edge rushers are, you know, 240 pounds.
I think,
you know, and, like, whenever I first started, you know, we had Aaron Camp, Chapman and you know, KGB and like, and those guys are playing at like 270, you know, 280. Like our big ends were, you know, they were big
ends.
Guys. Yeah. So now it's kind of a different animal.
I think you know, the game changed. It goes in cycles, right? Like we started this game of football. We were running downhill. I mean, really, it was like a wing tee look, right? It was sweep left, sweep right, run a fullback down. Now it switched to the, all of a sudden these big backs came out. Eddie George, you know, Jerome Bettis, you know, then they had to go get these big linebackers, Hardy Nickerson, LeVon Kirkland, those kind of guys, right? You had to go get those guys. Then all of a sudden these quarterbacks came in running 4.3s, 4.4s. Michael Vick came.
Now you have to have speed on
defense. Donovan McNabb, these guys. So then they have to go get linebackers that can run. And now the game is so pass orientated, right? You got nickels, right? So you get a nickel guy who, back in the day, our nickel guys looked like DBs, right? Now these guys, these nickel guys are – look like me, 235, hybrid guys that can cover, that can run, and can tackle, because what our offense is doing, taking advantage of you, an extra DB on the field and starting to run the ball. So now they had to go get a guy who can do that and tackle. So it's going in cycles, man, and, you know, the changes, the body type changes. You know, let's say in 10 years, all of a sudden the run game is back, right? Yeah. They decide that we want it to be a physical game of football. It'll change again, right?
Absolutely.
The fans control it. The people control it. Like, I love tackle. I mean, the fans are already crying for more hits, right? They kind of want it. I want it. Everybody wants it. Eventually, we're going to have to make that change for the fans because this is what it's for. It's not for us at the end of the day. So, and helmets to get safer. We're pretty much
–
We'll have like a bubble on in a little bit, right? It would be like an invisible bubble. It would be awesome. So,
you know, we can't all be kickers.
Right.
Well, they just retired like the helmet that I wore.
I just saw that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Aaron and I were like holding out, like
the revolution.
Red Batty at the, you know, for the Packers equipment, the head of equipment. Funny. He would always every off season he'd be like, hey. Yeah, your helmet's kind of getting down into that like yellow area. Like,
I'm wearing it.
And he'd give me one for like one practice because I just, you know, I'd oblige and I'd be like, yeah, let's see. And then I'd be like, this is awful.
I
can't kick with this.
What
thing.
Is this?
I just need comfort.
Yeah, for sure.
For my helmet, no air in it.
No air. You still had like the foam stuff in your house.
That's awesome. Nick Burnett joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL Draft. Nick, you spent most of your career with the Packers, but a couple of years with Buffalo, one with Washington. And, of course, Packers fans always want to hear that being a Green Bay Packer is so much more special than being on any other team or anything like that. And, you know, is that, you know, we see, again, with the draft, being in Green Bay, what is that special thing about Green Bay? And you are allowed to say that, like, listen, the Buffalo fans are crazy, too. They're kind of special. Like, you can say something nice about other people,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. I'm always, you know, you ain't never got to tell me about telling the truth. Nick Burnett is always going to tell you the truth.
Whether I love
you like it.
It
or
I love
not.
It.
It's just the truth. But Green Bay is a special place, period. Like, let's face the facts. The fans are dedicated to their players. They're dedicated to their team. They own a piece of it, right?
Yeah.
So, and they act that way. Buffalo is very similar. I'm not going to lie. Those fans are pretty crazy.
Jumping through tables in pregame.
Hey, man, we won five games, like first five games, right? And then we just lost the rest of the five. They were still there, sold out, right? They were excited. And that's the same for here, right? Remember in the 90s, right? They were we weren't doing that well, 91, 92.
No, you're right.
They were here. They were sold out, right? But the experience, the way that our fans are tailgaters, the way that they embrace other people from other fan bases, it's like no other, for
That's
sure.
Awesome.
And this is a great experience. I mean, just the locals here, this community is very giving and warming to anybody outside that comes here. So it's pretty awesome. I'm excited to get the opportunity to keep coming back and do things like this, do charity things like this. I still have family that lives here, so I spend at least three or four times a year coming here.
That's awesome. Yeah, before we let you go, I just want to tell everybody listening, like, what you're up to now. I know you're coaching high school ball, and just kind of what your life looks like now.
I mean, we're professional dads at this point in life, right? Doing some coaching at Del Norte High School in San Diego. I've been coaching there for the last 3 years, 2 years, going on three.
Yeah.
We won a CIF title. I usually wear that ring too, but
No big deal.
It's a hard thing to win a championship in California. I tell you what,
we
have some
stiff
competition,
That's
and
awesome.
It's been fun. I also run a middle school for athletes called Praxis.
Nice.
Junior sports prep. It's pretty awesome. You check us out online, PraxisElite.com. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool, man. So I've just been doing that and coaching and grinding and just having fun, raising my boys. And, you know, I have one daughter, four boys, so it's hard sometimes. I'm always like my boys.
What's the age range?
My oldest right now is a senior, and then they go all the way down to second grade. So,
okay, all right. Know,
so it's, yeah, it's a hectic household.
So like him, we talk about he's like part-time Uber driver.
You are an Uber driver, yeah, for sure.
You're never able to sit down and be at home. Yeah, no. You're always taking someone somewhere.
You're never bored. You always have an event. You got practice. You got a game.
Exactly.
I'm sure you guys dealt with this. Like, I'm literally on the phone driving up here, like coordinating rides. Both my daughters got softball tonight after school. Yeah. One of them also has tennis. Like, all right, who's driving here? You know, it's like it's nonstop.
It's nonstop. I missed the track meet yesterday, but it's all good. I had to watch it on the Zoom. It was cool.
Yeah. At least you could. Technology.
It's
so awesome, though. Yeah, you don't have to miss as much. Even if you're not there, for sure.
Yeah.
Now they have these apps where, like, baseball games, soccer games, like they plug in and they'll just do like play by play.
Oh, they
for
stream
you.
It.
Right.
It's almost crazy. It's like any of these like professional games where you can actually like just get all your information.
It's awesome.
I don't feel like you miss anything. Well, Nick, really appreciate you stopping
by.
Have fun this week. Enjoy the experience. I hope you get some fun engagement with fans, and you'll get to experience the draft like everyone else.
Yeah, it's already been a fun engagement.
Exactly.
I believe it. Yeah. Awesome. Well,
appreciate
Nick, thank you so much for jumping on the Mason Crosby Show.
Sir.
Awesome having you here.
He rocked his ring, too.
Like Mason,
two
nice.
Super Bowl rings
I love
in the house.
I love
you
it.
You got to represent.
Thanks for jumping in. He's Nick Barnett. It's the Mason Crosby Show with me, Mitch Thundernellis. Some more guests coming up. Some former teammates of the kicker, Mason Crosby. So we will do that coming up. The Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL Draft. Remember, our studio is powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. All right, I got to tell everybody about my friends at Underdog and the Underdog app, because I had my best night in my entire life last night. I had a $25 play that I hit basically 11-1, and it happened with 20 seconds left when our friend Drew Holiday hit two free throws to get higher. He was at 10.5. He was stuck at 9. He got fouled, made both free throws with 20 seconds left, made me a very, very happy man. So make your picks all during the basketball playoffs. It's a blast. Just download the app. Choose whether a player will go higher or lower on their stats. I love doing points, or you can do like points, assists, and rebounds combined. That's a lot of fun as well. I think I had that with Paolo Banchero last night. You can play for as little as $1. So I love Giannis. I've talked about it. Bobby obviously had a great night. I think Dame's going to show out tomorrow night, so we will see what happens. But it's fun because you can play NBA playoffs every single night. Download the Underdog app, sign up with the promo code ThunderMKE to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit. That's promo code ThunderMKE. Must be 18 or over, 19 or over in Alabama, Nebraska. Present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/extend.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncbgambling.org. More of the Mason Crosby Show coming up next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Next. True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.